Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the word for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Clara Villarosa, one of our heroes. She just turned 90, my friend. She sounds like she's 40, and she acts like she's 30. She's already an award-winning author. She's been a business owner since before most of you were born, and she is now thinking about writing a new book. Clara, tell us about it.
Okay. I tell you the story of how I got started. Is I was reading an article about five things you could do in order to live longer. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at the five things, and I said, oh, that's great. I said, I do all of those five things. And so as I looked on it, I started thinking, I have some things that I do to live that help me to live longer. And I came up with 20 more.
Wow, 20.
And so I started to think about writing. I'd always thought about writing a memoir, but my agent said nobody would buy it except my friends and family. And I said, they're not going to buy it. They want free books.
They want you to give it to them, right?
Right, okay. So I said, maybe I should write a memoir, but maybe my memoir should have words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Instead of just a plain story, but tell my story and tell the wisdom that I have learned from the stories. So I started to do that, and my children's eyes roll back in their heads and says, Mother, you're not going to write another book. Now, you know what happened with the last one. And I said, yeah, but it's not a problem, because I wrote the last book, and I finished it. I had a book deal, and the girls read it and said, who's going to tell her? And I said, tell me what? And they said, Mother, conceptually, you are good. But something happens from your voice to the page, and you need help in editing. And I said, really? And she said, yes. She said, I'm too busy to do it, but my sister isn't, and she will edit your book. So I said, okay. I said, what should I do? She said, just don't do anything. Give it to me, and I'll edit it. When it came back, I said, did I write that? She says, yes, you did, Mother. I just edited it because mm-hmm. I know your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I
That's important. Every editor should focus on not how they think the book should be, but the voice of the author.
Voice of the author. I submitted it to the publisher, and they didn't change a word.
I'll be darned.
So I said, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to write the book, and I'm going to ask my daughter to edit it for me. So I've started on the path, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'll ever get it published. It doesn't really matter.
Well,
if I just read it, my children will have my story.
Well, I want a copy of it. I'll buy a copy. Now, is this the title, A Memoir of an African-American Octogenarian? Is that the title?
No, but you're close. It's a memoir, the story and wisdom of an African-American Nanogenarian. That's 90.
That's right. How about that?
Yeah.
So I want you to get this done. I want you to get this done before you become a centenarian.
Well, you know, I'm planning. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I started, and I'm getting myself organized.
Have you got anything? Have you got any part of it written yet?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you why I say that. I have, over the years, I've been doing my show now for almost 23 years. Over the years, a number of authors have serialized their book on my show over a period of months to years, one visit at a time, until it ultimately became a book. And they were narrating, you know, talking about various chapters that they were working on, and it helped them. So let's do one. Give us one of your chapters. What's one of the ones that you got so far?
I'm going to wait because I've got a schedule.
Okay.
And I'm writing a little bit every day, and so I'm going to get it done, and I'll come back and maybe talk to you about what's happening during the process, maybe 3 months from now.
Okay. I expect to launch the book on the show, though, like I launched your other book. You know, I launched your 11 years ago, I launched your Down to Business book. So what, I've got about a minute left. What is the wisdom, what is one of the main pieces of wisdom you think your new book will have?
Okay, the main piece of wisdom, because someone asked me, what would I do? What do I wish I knew now that I didn't know and when I was 20? And I said that the challenges and bumps in life are learning opportunities. Mm-hmm. And don't fret it. When it comes, settle yourself down and say, what can I do about it? And what am I learning from this situation?
Wow.
And not go into a spin and get all worked up. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? No. The challenge is there for you to learn something that you can use.
Clara, you are an inspiration to us. You're my hero. And I hope you'll come back again real soon.
Yes, I will. Okay.
You're always welcome here. Clara Villarosa, ladies and gentlemen, she's not just a human. She's a force of nature. And we'll get her back again. Clara Villarosa. Find her wherever her books are sold, folks. Her other book is out there. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.